Starting today, high school seniors can begin doing their college applications on the Common App. That's the online application that students can use to apply to many colleges at the same time. Last year, the Common App had some technical glitches and some schools were unable to download the information. But glitches aside, it is seen as a helpful way to ease the stress of the college application process. Joining us now to talk about the Common App is Lisa Maselli. She's Director of College Counseling for the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, Mild High School, and she's with us from WILL in Urbana, Illinois. Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you, Jeremy. I'm honored to be here.
Well, tell us what the Common App is, first of all, for people who don't know.
The Common App's an online application, and starting for the 2014-2015 application cycle, I believe they have a committed membership of over 550 different institutions that a student can choose to apply to. Obviously, the goal of it is that they're not just adding schools at random just to have easy applications, because there is a thoughtful process involved, but it is meant to ease the process because it's so intricate, it's so time-consuming now. So now there's one tool that a person can use to organize materials and facilitate the application process.
So if a parent or a student is out there listening to this and wondering, should I use the Common App, what would you say to them?
I would say yes. If two or more of your schools are on the Common App, I would definitely use it. Even if you have one school, it may be a school that exclusively is on the Common App, which means that's the only way you can apply. So even though I know that there were some concerns about glitches and technical issues last year, I'm a firm supporter of the Common Application. I think it does ease the process. It definitely helps high school counselors as far as uploading documents. And what I love about it, it has taken away the mystery of, did my teacher send the letter? Did my counselor send my transcript? Once you create that account, Jeremy, the students can go right into their My College's portal, and it gives them complete confirmation that things have been downloaded by the college.
What are some of the most common mistakes that people make with the Common App that you notice and would like to tell them not to make?
I would say release your test scores officially again. You've got to get them there from the testing agencies. Remember again, don't bypass the activities section, even if you're sending a resume. And make sure when you list activities, Jeremy, don't just put acronyms down.
Do people do that a lot? They put down acronyms that nobody knows?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And you'd be like, what's the PAW club? Because they didn't spell it out, or they didn't necessarily write exactly what their involvement was. So they have to be wise, and they have to actually give a lot of detail so that the outside person knows what that means. But I also fear that with an application online, Jeremy, that this human side, this connection to people, is going to be lost if students don't take the time to talk to teachers in person about letters of recommendation. You don't want a teacher to ever find out that you want them to support you in an application from an email from the customer service support system from Common App, and they never talked with the student directly. So you always talk to a teacher. When they give you their blessing, then you enter in their email, then they get their online invite from Common App to create their account. Same thing with counselors. Don't bypass me, students. If you need a fee waiver, I need to know about that. I need to go on and validate that you have a financial constraint. So even though it's an online tool, the connection, you don't want to be what they call the stealth applicant. The stealth applicant means you come out of nowhere, Jeremy. They never met you at a college fair. They never met you in the high school meeting that they maybe came to your school to talk with students. You may have never emailed or visited. And all of a sudden, they get an application from you. You came out of nowhere. And in this day and age where admissions is so competitive for some of these highly competitive schools, level of interest is a part of the process. And if you have never communicated with that college or admissions office, sometimes that's not good. You're the stealth applicant who just added it to the Common App.
What about the essay? Some schools have their own personalized questions, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think another thing that students aren't prepared for is they think, oh, the Common App. I can write one 650-word essay, add schools into my college's portal, hit submit, and I'm done. No. Most of the time, the colleges will then say, wait, wait, wait. Now you're applying to me. You have to now answer our supplement questions, which are now about fit. Why are you applying to us? Sometimes they ask extra questions about your background or your passions, or you might be applying to, let's say, bioengineering at a specific school, and now there's a supplement about your academic interest. So students definitely have to realize it's meant to start the process, but it doesn't mean once you submit it, it's done without you looking at all of the extras a college may now say are attached to their Common Application.
What do you tell students about what they should write for their essays as they are thinking about how to show themselves in a good light to these colleges that they're applying to?
I tell students basically be your authentic self. They are waiting to read a teenage voice. They're waiting to hear a story, something that's moved you, that's shaped you, that's engaged you. And you really have to just be vulnerable, open your heart, have a sense of humor if you have one, share your story. And I often have to talk with parents to say, please, allow your student to tell their story. You don't have to bring topics to the table and force something for them to write about that you think is more intellectually interesting. I had a student once, Jeremy, if I can share a quick story. His essay was wonderful. It was well written. It was about him taking Arabic at the university. He was a concurrent enrollment student. And I said, of all the things you can write about, is this what you want to write about? It's well done, but is that your story that you think truly is a thumbprint about your passions, your interests? And he said, no. My father thought I needed to talk about it because it showcases me being a high school student sitting in a university class. And I just wanted to challenge that student and say, this is your moment. Take it, grab it, run with it, but it has to be from your heart.
Lisa, last time we had you on, you said something that struck a lot of people, which was that joy needed to come back into this process. And especially after we're talking about the common application and how many schools you're going to apply to, and you got to write the perfect essay that really tells something about you. How do you get joy back into the process of applying for college, which is becoming so competitive, even more so than before?
You know, we're talking today because the Common App is launching. And basically, it's a mixed message that I fear sometimes kids are getting. On one hand, we're trying to tell them, Jeremy, have a summer. Relax. Be a kid. I mean, when I was looking at colleges, I wasn't worried about trying to get a jump start on college essays in the summer or trying to study for hours and hours to take my ACT again in September. So I have to say, when we talk about reclaiming the joy, I struggle with thinking, then what does that mean for summer if we are talking to students already months and months before a deadline that they can start things August 1? Is that a good message or a bad message? But I do think that for them to possibly reclaim some of that joy for senior year and them to build in this intricate process, I don't think it's a bad idea for kids to open up their Common App, log in, create that account. I always say something, Jeremy, to my students and parents, and I hope that it resonates with them. We need to learn to celebrate the small victories, little celebrations. Kids will often look at this process as difficult, challenging, even impossible. And I say to students, you know what? You created your Common App account. You put your name in. You put your address in. You asked your parents their background information. You hit save. You started the process. Hooray. Celebrate that. It's not always about finishing the application. Sometimes it's about starting it and doing it one foot in front of the other. And I think that's the joy of an August 1st launch, is that you can actually let kids do this in some baby steps and feel some celebrations along the way. And I'm hoping that will bring back some joy.
Lisa Maselli is Director of College Counseling for the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, talking with us about the Common App, which launches today. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.